a lot of people watch the way, for example, we found out James Comey handled the, you know, the Hillary Clinton interview, for example, that seemed to most of us as just citizens as kind of egregious. And yet we also see this Steele dossier thing that came out, and the fact that they went and sought a warrant, as you mentioned a moment ago, on the first individual, and wondered about that a little bit and where all that kind of fit in. We're going to come back and let's talk a little bit about that. Can we do that?
We sure can.
Thank you so much. We're talking with James Davidson, a 23-year veteran of the FBI, who has written a blog about was there valid predication to investigate the Trump campaign, all here on News Talk 93.9 and 910 WSBA, where it is 8:14. James, as I said going to the break, that, you know, most people have great appreciation for the kind of work you guys did over the years. And thank you for your service to the community, because I know it was hard kind of service. And yet at the same time, you know, we watch a James Comey, we watch the kind of the way he handled himself. We hear the stories about how he handled Hillary Clinton and the soft glove approach there. And then, you know, once he did get done doing that, reading what seemed to be incriminating evidence and then, you know, kind of letting her off. And then we see, you know, the way he handled Donald Trump and the way he worked with him and, of course, lost his job over it. So a lot of people have questions right now about the people at the very top of the FBI. So do they have reason to believe that right now? What are your thoughts and what you express in your blog?
Sure. Well, let me just tell your audience that the blog can be found at protecttheFBI.org.
Mm-hmm.
If you just put Protect the FBI into Google right now, it's not yet ranking in the search engines, and that's because we didn't launch too long ago. So, but protecttheFBI.org and read our pledge, the pledge we wanted to get our congressman to take. Read the blog, share the Facebook page, share the website. But to answer your question, you know, about James Comey and about the people that are at the top of the FBI right now, you know, the leadership has been changed, and I happen to know the deputy director and the associate deputy director.
Mm-hmm.
The deputy director is an acquaintance. The associate was a friend while I was in the FBI. I've known quite a few of those guys over the years. I spent most of my career as what we would call a street agent.
Right.
My specialty was actually not national security. It was violent crime, kidnapping and extortion and things like that. And my career case was in a big kidnapping case in the early part of this decade. But, you know, the people at the top right now are terrific. And I think that they will do their best to address some of the policy and the culture issues that the FBI has experienced over the years. But my organization actually believes that even with the best intentions, it's going to take an organization on the outside looking in, putting pressure on Congress, putting pressure on the FBI, an organization like our, you know, like us, in order to address some of the issues. So. So to answer your question,
yeah.
You know, I'm comfortable right now that we have good leadership.
You answered an awful lot without saying everything. I appreciate that. Let me ask you, so was there valid reason to investigate Donald Trump? That's the billion-dollar questioner this morning.
Well, again, I'm sorry that I'm going to have to tiptoe around this, but, you know, we look forward. And if I get into my understanding or my belief about the predication, the first thing I would tell you is that I'm anxious to see the Inspector General's report. But the interesting thing about us is that I've got former FBI agents with me and concerned citizens, and they fall on both sides of the aisles. You know,
yeah.
Some of them believe there was predication. Some of them believe that there wasn't. What we've agreed upon is going forward is that we would simply look forward, and we have the core belief, you know, that the FBI is actually vulnerable to being politicized. And you really only have to look back as far as Watergate.
Right.
And I don't know if some of your audience should remember. I'm guessing just based on the area that you guys are in Pennsylvania that you're somewhat familiar with U.S. history. So you go back to Watergate and L. Patrick Gray.
I was a U.S. history teacher for about 25 years, so I have a little bit of an idea about that, and I think a lot of people do. But, you know, the other part of it, I guess what bothers a lot of people is this dossier, that apparently that was used for a great deal of information, yet a lot of that has never been proven. A lot of it has never, and we always kind of think of the FBI, we think of a group that dots its I's and crosses its T's before they would go out there and launch any kind of investigation. And so not trying to politicize it, just simply saying to those of us that think of the FBI as kind of being a button-down kind of agency, That doesn't seem to jive with what they normally would do compared to what they would do if they were wanting to get politically involved. Does that make any sense? About a minute left.
It does make sense. So I can clarify some things for your audience. So first of all, the layers of FBI and DOJ approval for a warrant are just, they're absolutely incredible. The standard, while I spoke about it a few minutes ago, is that, you know, a target might be spying. It's a pretty low standard. But the layers of review make it very, very difficult. So that it actually, in some ways, it has the effect of raising the standard that you have to meet in order to get that warrant. So the Department of Justice goes through what's it's called the Woods procedures, and they verify the accuracy of every fact in a FISA application. And a FISA is the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. So this is not a criminal case. This is a case. It's a part of the FBI that defends defends the country against, you know, foreign.
Enemies, foreign and domestic, right?
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, the review is pretty stringent. So, you know, you want to talk about the dossier. So, the dossier, every aspect of the dossier, theoretically, may be unverified. But if you couple it with other information that you have, and of course, I don't know what other information they have, but there's going to be a lot of it. It really ultimately comes down to meeting this relatively low standard, and the FBI agent who wrote the warrant and is investigating the case, it comes down to what he believes might be true. So, yeah, there could be pieces of unverified intelligence, but you have to look at – he's looking at all of the intelligence together.
Right.
He's looking at the different factors. There's so much information that the public is unaware of.
We'll have to end at that point today because we're right at the end of our time. I apologize.
Sure.
But
no, that's okay.
Great conversation with this morning, James. ProtectTheFBI.org. Check it out. And also check out, James, was there a valid predication to investigate the Trump campaign? Thank you for being with us this morning. I hope we can do it again sometime soon.
Gary, I would love to. You take care.
Thank you. James Davidson with us here on WSBA Morning News with Gary Sutton, where it is 824.